News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Trump has posted a message on Twitter for an American pastor jailed in Turkey, along with a threat for more sanctions against Ankara for holding him. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
President Trump says he now must ask Pastor Andrew Brunson to represent the U.S. as a, quote, great patriot hostage. He also tweeted that we will pay nothing for the release of an innocent man, but we are cutting back on Turkey. An administration official tells the Associated Press the White House thought it had a deal last month to secure Brunson's release involving pressure on Israel to release a Turkish woman imprisoned there. Insiders say Turkey missed a big opportunity to end the tensions over Brunson's imprisonment, which sparked U.S. economic sanctions and the new threat of new penalties. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Russia is criticizing the latest U.S. sanctions imposed on Russian, Chinese, and Singaporean companies. The U.S. penalized the three companies Wednesday, accusing them of helping North Korea avoid international sanctions. The foreign ministry said the new sanctions come when joint international efforts are needed toward a settlement in North Korea. Moscow said the sanctions could undermine denuclearization talks. The U.S. has accused a Chinese trading company and its affiliate in Singapore of falsifying documents aimed at easing illegal shipments of alcohol and cigarettes into North Korea. U.S. President Trump's contentious relationship with the media continues to escalate. Now, with U.S. newspapers launching an unprecedented and coordinated defense of press freedom in response to the president's frequent attacks on some media organizations. More than 380 news outlets in every state except Wyoming had joined the drive by early Friday, publishing editorials in support of a free and vigorous press. This is VOA News. A U.S. federal jury outside Washington is deliberating former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort's fate at his financial fraud trial. AP's Sagar Magani has the latest, including the connection to the probe into Russian meddling in the 2016 U.S. election.
Prosecutors have asked jurors to convict the former Trump campaign chairman on all 18 felony counts, saying he hid millions of dollars from the IRS and then lied to get loans once his income dried up. Manafort's lawyers pinned the blame on the government's star witness, his former protege Rick Gates, whom they say lied about Manafort to protect himself. The trial's the first courtroom test for special counsel Bob Mueller's Russia investigation, since Manafort was among the first indicted in the probe. The verdict will give a sense of Mueller's ability to make charges stick. Sagar Magani at the White House.
The Vatican has expressed its shame and sorrow over the latest clergy sex abuse scandal, details of which were recently released in the U.S. state of Pennsylvania. AP's Tim McGuire.
The Pennsylvania grand jury report detailing the sexual abuse of at least 1,000 children by priests since the 1940s as seen as a moral catastrophe by Pope Francis and the Vatican. Spokesman Greg Burke.
Holy Father knows this can shake the faith of the people in the pews.
Burke says the priests responsible for the assaults and the church leaders who protected them will be held accountable. Meanwhile, the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops has called for a formal Vatican investigation of former Cardinal Theodore McCarrick and allegations that he engaged in sexual misconduct with children and adult seminarians. I'm Tim McGuire.
12 former senior intelligence officials have issued a statement on what they call the ill-considered and unprecedented remarks and actions by the White House regarding the removal of former CIA Director John Brennan's security clearances. The statement and a reaction, or is a reaction, to U.S. President Trump's decision to strip Brennan of his security clearance. In another development, the former U.S. Navy admiral who led the operation to kill terrorist leader Osama bin Laden is challenging President Trump to revoke his security clearance. In an open letter to Trump in the Washington Post, retired Admiral William McRaven wrote he would consider it an honor. The World Health Organization now says that at least 1,500 people had been potentially exposed to the deadly Ebola virus in the Democratic Republic of Congo's North Kivu region, where insecurity prevents aid workers from reaching some areas. It is expected more people to become infected and could not be sure that it had identified all chains by which the virus is spreading. More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.